The U.S. Supreme Court delivered a heavy blow to MGM today. The court found against the movie studio in a case that involves the Oscar-winning film Raging Bull. In a 6-3 decision, the court gave the daughter of a deceased screenwriter a chance to prove that the movie infringed on her father's copyright. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
At the center of the dispute is the iconic 1980 movie Raging Bull, directed by Martin Scorsese and starring Robert De Niro, who played the role of champion boxer Jake LaMotta.
Harder. Ah, come on. You want to stop now? That's enough. Come on. I'm going to smack you again.
LaMotta worked with his longtime friend, writer Frank Petrella, to tell the story of the boxer's career. Their joint venture produced three copyrighted works, only one of which is involved in this case, a 1963 screenplay. In 1976, Petrella and LaMotta sold it to a Hollywood production company, which was eventually bought by MGM. And in 1980, Raging Bull came out and won two Academy Awards, including one to De Niro for Best Actor. A year later, Frank Petrella died. And in 1990, the Supreme Court ruled that copyright cannot be renewed by its owner, here MGM, without the permission of the original copyright heirs, here Petrella's daughter Paula. After many years and many exchanges between Paula Petrella's lawyer and MGM, she finally sued the movie maker in 2009 for copyright infringement. Under the statute, she was limited to 3 years of damages, dating back to 2006, but two lower courts threw her case out, agreeing with MGM that she'd waited too long to sue. Today, the Supreme Court disagreed. Writing for the 6-justice majority that included both liberals and conservatives, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg noted that MGM has marketed Raging Bull continuously since 1980, including on DVD, something unimagined back when Petrella first sold the rights. Ginsburg noted that the statute limits damages to 3 years prior to the date of the suit, and she observed that the delay in filing may be considered as a factor in determining the amount of damages. Still, movie and music industry lawyers were alarmed. Here's one of them, Brad Newberg.
I think the floodgates are open now. You're going to see an explosion of people coming forward from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, coming out of the woodwork to say that hit songs, movies, TV shows, works like that, that are still in the marketplace belong to them, and they want to share the profits.
But Christopher Moore, who filed a brief on behalf of the Authors Guild in this case, saw no impending flood.
If there was going to be a flood, you would have expected to have seen in the jurisdictions that don't have the Ninth Circuit rule at least a river, and there's no river. There's not even really a stream, so I don't expect to see a huge onset in the number of copyright suits filed.
Moore notes that the damages that Petrella can obtain are relatively small, a maximum of $150,000 under the statute. Bottom line, he concedes, is that most of these cases will be settled for even smaller sums. In one of the big scenes in Raging Bull, Jake LaMotta is on the ropes, being pummeled by his rival, Sugar Ray Robinson. But he refuses to go down.
He never got me down, Ray. You hear me? Never got me down.
MGM may not be down yet, but the Supreme Court, in the person of its tiniest member, sure left its legs weakened today. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.